Oh, it's coming. Oh. Why would you ever have a baby and a pit bull? I mean, come on. Read a newspaper. Hey, she's a bad lady. I hope a dog never does that to my toupee. It'd be embarrassing.
Oh, God.
I hope you never do that to my toupee. Don't ever pull it off alive on the show.
I don't ever want to grab that head of hair. It does, especially this morning, though, look quite fake.
Yeah, it does. Ugh. It's just nothing you can do with it. And also just, like, the overall thing that I got going for me right now, I can never tell if Gina looks more like a lesbian wearing his sport coats and T-shirts or if I do. It's like a toss-up. Ooh, and these are also a good example of those balls. No dick, but just gigantic balls that do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The way it walks the way it does. How you doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. I need to get something off my chest. I feel a little bad about Thursday. I apologize to everyone when I said Seton Hall was going to win
everything. Yeah.
Immediately thrown out.
Yeah. I forgot to make fun of you for that.
Very sad. I didn't watch the game, but I had a few people tweeting at me.
Well, you knew it was such a gimme. You didn't need to watch it.
It totally, you know, I felt like if I watched it, I would jinx it. Maybe I should have watched it and Seton Hall would have done well. But, yeah, so sorry about that. Also had people asking if I went to Seton Hall. I don't know anyone who went there.
Pulled it directly from your ass, much like that video of that gorilla pulling poo out.
No, truly the reason why I had been watching the Today Show that morning, and they did a huge package on the team that played Seton Hall. I can't remember now. They're like dogs or something.
More and more, I'm wondering why we would have
super small school Cinderella story type shit.
Don't like the language.
And I was just like, I'm a fet. Like, why? And it was because one of the anchors went to that school. And I'm like, I don't want them to win. Because NBC just did this whole package, spent all this money sending the anchor there, doing all that. And the crew there, I don't want them to win. So that's why I was rooting for Seton Hall.
Well, see, if you'd explained your reasoning, legions of viewers would not have put their money on your recommendation.
That seems wrong, right? Just to, like, support a school. It then seems like all of the Today Show is supporting this school because their one anchor went there.
Don't know
what's the name of the school, Garrett? It's killing me.
Wofford?
Wofford. Thank you. I want to say Woodruff. Wofford.
Or Woodruff, at this point it doesn't matter. You lose, and nothing makes me happier than that.
Thankfully, I had no money in it.
Well, thankfully you have
no
money.
All of you who put money in it after I said it, my apologies.
I love the fact that you think people did. No one could be that possibly stupid.
Listen, after my success doing Gino's sports sheet, what's it called?
Oh, Gino's picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing really well on that one.
Yeah, you were. You were. You didn't know what you were talking about, but when
football
do you
is my
ever?
Sport, guys.
It really is. Yeah. Stay away from the brackets.
Oh my God, you are drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah, there's no coffee, and the machine is not really working right now. It's as temperamental and annoying as you are, I think.
Man, I used to drink so much Red Bull in college in my early 20s.
It's giving me
indigestion. The burps it gives you, you taste it again and you're like, I'm extra caffeinated.
We talked about this. You're a big burper.
Yeah.
You can do it on, like, cue, right?
But, like, and not in give a, me a, not give in a good taste. Way.
Or even.
I love how Garrett is embarrassed. I just embarrassed.
You gave Garrett the vapors. Garrett.
No, it's,
quite rude.
I had really bad acid reflux too a few years ago when I was dating that British guy.
Well, British guys do
I believe
that.
My body was sending me red flags. Like, this is not the right person to be with. And then, it was so bad. My larynx was swollen. I went to an ear, nose, throat doctor. They did the scope and he was like, yeah, it's really bad. We have to put you on these proton pump inhibitors.
I don't even know what that is.
Basically, they are pills that you take that block the stomach acid, like, from forming and essentially coming up.
You just gave me a flashback. Back in the day, we were on Dr. Drew's show with, I forget the name of his co-host, and you said that you wondered if you were in a bad relationship, if that would somehow present itself physically. Was that what you were talking about? All right, see? Look at the big brain on me.
It was also the year I broke my hip.
Wow. Something else might have been going on there.
Again, I just think I was malnourished. It was whatever I was putting into my body. I just think it was a lot of bourbon.
And a lot of British dude.
Well, no, because he loved bourbon. So it was a lot of bourbon. And
well, that doesn't mean you have to drink it.
No, but I do like it.
Oh, I thought you were just a tequila. By the way, if you have an issue with acid reflux, tequila should not be your drink.
I know.
I don't drink tequila, is because of the morning after tequila
my
belches.
Issues have gone away after he moved back to England and I broke up with him. So truly, that's like when it ended. I can do things now in moderation.
Did you find that a lot of it just had to do with the fact that he drank so much that you were drinking more?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. But you're also your own woman.
Because I think I am. I think I can keep up with, like, a large man. I don't know why. I blame feminism.
I've met this dude. He's not that large.
I blame feminism and women for being like, equality. We're the same as men. We're not. We are physically not.
No, particularly when it comes to massive bourbon ingestion.
When it comes to substances in the body, we just can't take it.
Well, and again, I've met this dude. He's not that big.
I mean, he was tall.
I guess. But yeah, there's nothing very big about British people, period. I think.
I mean, when someone is 6'2 and I am 5'5.
Was he 6'2?
Yes.
God, I guess it's been a while. He may or may not have dated another guest of ours as well.
I'm not proud of this.
Well, she's currently got a gig where she will not be allowed to come on Compound anymore. So there you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I figured you'd be happy about that. How was your weekend?
It was good. I worked. Oh, yesterday went for a run along the Hudson River.
Please tell me you broke your hip. Please tell me you broke your hip.
No.
Ah! Continue.
I mean, not that I'm aware of. It doesn't hurt.
Yes.
Yet. But yeah, good weather. It just, it gives me life.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I'm glad you actually had a day. And yesterday was unbelievable. It was, I want to say, mid-60s almost.
Yeah, it got
from
up
the
there.
Little I saw of it. Not going on a lot of sleep right now, but, it was really nice. And, it could be close to 70 next weekend. Lots to look forward to, even though I don't know what look forward to means anymore. But I'm happy you're happy.
I was wondering about, your weekend gig. Do you have the authority to discipline children?
I can yell at them. I can tell them to, this isn't my favorite topic, as it's not an example of me living my best life as far as this gig is concerned. But you know what, people, money is money, and I want some, you know?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Can't buy me love, but still, it can do something. I can yell at them. I can't go into their room.
Well, yeah.
And, they got to tell you that because, like, you have to ask for seats. Like, sometimes I may be a night monitor for visiting high school kids because, you know what? I have a lot of wisdom to give them. A lot of it is just really life coaching them.
Do
really.
Any of them, like, want to talk to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank God for headphones. And also, I tell them, even though it's not a rule, that they're not allowed to fraternize with the night monitors. And, it's just like there's this age where you don't necessarily know what you want to do and you don't necessarily know if you want to leave the hotel, but you just want to go to the lobby. Like, you want to leave your room, you want to do something, or you want to order pizza even though you've already had dinner. and they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll bribe me with like a slice if I go and get their pizza. It's very demoralizing. I'm so sorry.
I feel like
Mom.
It would be
Alfred and Jonathan.
A great Woody Allen film, Night Monitor.
It sounds actually like a horror movie.
Where there's like an old man sitting outside a young girl's hotel room.
Ooh, that would be a
And
Woody
then,
Allen
you know,
movie.
They spend the night just you know, walking around the hotel. Because they're not allowed to leave the premises together. Because
it's actually not bad.
Be considered kidnapping.
He's giving her all of his life wisdom, but he's really got some sort of weird daddy. Yeah, exactly.
I think so. Hey, Woody Allen, give me a call. I can only play 18 for about another 2 weeks.
Oh, no,
so.
That time is far past. Come on. Don't you own a mirror. I'm glad you have zero scruples. The rest of the women in Hollywood refuse to work with Woody, but a role is a role.
Beggars can't be choosers, okay? I will anyone's film so long as my clothes are on.
Oh, well, you just ruined it for half of our viewers. I'm sorry, all of them. What else did you do besides run and not break your hip?
That's really about it.
We need anecdotes, particularly with my sad ass life.
I ordered some carpets.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. No, really. What did I do? I watched Gone Girl again.
Again? That doesn't look like repeat viewing.
You know when you're just, God, you're just at home. You've decided to cancel your dinner plans with your sister. You order breakfast for dinner. And you're like, I just want to watch something on TV that's easy to watch because I've seen it before. And so Gone Girl was on. And I was just like, okay. What I did not realize, Emily Ratajkowski, what's her name?
Yeah, well, I know.
That woman with the fabulous chest.
Yeah, real.
She's the one that plays Ben Affleck's mistress.
How did you not know that?
Because it was before she got really big. I feel like that was one of her first roles.
It was certainly after the video that made her famous, correct?
I don't actually know, because she looks super young in this film. And keep in mind, when they film these movies, it's about a year or two before it's released.
True.
So, but she looks so young. She's aged very well. I think she's even prettier now.
Yes.
But
we had some photos to see.
But it's incredible how as he's kissing her in this film, it's not believable. Like, it doesn't even look like he's enjoying it. And I'm like, really? Ben Affleck?
Well,
really?
I have unfortunately seen this movie, and his whole thing is that he is a sort of self-loathing, dissipated has-been, and so perhaps that is reflected in even the way he treats his young mistress.
I guess so.
Oh, there she is!
This is a free Monday, you guys. Let's get some sensors over.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome, free Monday.
Yeah, man.
Look
Jesus.
At that. I do believe those are real. I could be wrong, but I feel like I listened to an interview with her. Wow, I got to really take a whole look at my life.
Yeah, I listened to an interview with her, too.
Nice.
All right, maybe I was watching, not paying much attention, but I believe them to be real, and God bless her. She's got a big career.
And I also think she is one of the few models and actresses who, you know, despite just being topless right out of the gate, has had some good work since.
This is what I always tell Garrett. He's like, nope, I'm not going to show my nip-nap paddywax until I'm established as an actor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Garrett, let those little mini pancakes fly.
Silver dollars?
Yes. That's what I was trying to say.
Give the dog a bone.
Thank you. That's enough to make me walk my dog. As we know, the popular euphemism for masturbation, per Joanne.
Yeah.
No.
For women, it's
walking the cat.
Petting the kitty. I don't know.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, so that was quite a... Okay.
Ah!
It was a full spread.
See, I was going to say, guys, come on. It's free Mondays. At the very least, a little vagina. And
you know what?
Now we got a lot of it.
We celebrate the female body on this show. This is a natural woman. She is beautiful just the way she is.
Sure is.
She has a lot of talents, including having brown hair and a proportional body.
Actually, I don't necessarily know if that's proportional.
Her belly button's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's an outie.
Really,
it's like
Garrett? You gotta find something to pick her apart, just like a man.
It's not asymmetrical. It's a little top heavy.
It looks a little like she just like was looking for a place
to stick
her gum.
You guys are disgusting. I was praising this woman. awful.
Look at that. Ew.
Get out of here.
It looks like the little like Star little Trek anus. Emblem.
No, that is called a...
I love Garrett's like, get out of here. He's going to kick her out of bed.
That 2 out of 10.
Calamari belly button. Don't you just want some calamari when you see that belly button?
A little bit.
Squeeze a little lemon on there. Get some marinara.
If you can have vaginal rejuvenation. Vaginal rejuvenation surgery, can you not do that with belly buttons as well? Again, I'm not against it. I like this little imperfection, if one would even call it such.
I have never thought about this.
What, belly buttons?
Belly button rejuvenation.
Oh, I will tell you when you're going to start thinking about this. Should be easy to find. Goddamn, and I, again, hate myself for knowing these things. Goes without saying. Kelly Ripa has got a fist for a belly button.
Really?
It looks like a scene in the first Alien. I don't know if we have it. Like, her abs have abs. They're off-putting. But if you go down the abs and you look, forget about a chewed gum. This thing is a matzo ball. And I don't know, with all of the work that she's had, I'm assuming, done,
You don't know that.
I don't know that. There we go. That is a belly boner.
That's called an outie.
No, that is something far different. That is a micropenis. Not that micro.
That's an outie.
That is a grossie.
Well,
is what
and
that
also,
is.
To be fair, she had 3 children, and apparently that just ruins your body. That just does awful things to you, including to your belly button.
I mean, look, again, she's got abs of steel.
My mom had kids. She doesn't have that gross belly button.
I'm sorry, Garrett. How often do you examine your mother's belly button?
Don't get him started.
She could wear a shirt, and you could tell that thing.
No kidding. Yeah, people would think she'd have a piercing, but nope, that's nature. Look at that. That is alarming. I don't think it's circumcised.
She could put a ring on it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. Stop.
Allie always comes into the best times. Like, wow. She's, like, behind camera right now, dry heaving. Look at that. Oh, you had to put Gino's penis on the thing.
That is a micro.
I'm embarrassed for both him and her. Her belly button is bigger than Gino's penis.
How do you know that?
You know what? Things are on the internet.
That's so gross.
According to Bumble, that penis is only 39. Oh, man. I know you were really excited about a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Say it like you mean it.
Well, you teased us yesterday with on Twitter.
It's not that great in hindsight. But you know why I liked it? Because when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot going on. I know that surprises all of you. But every kid's into sharks, but I was really into them. I had every book. And this was before your YouTubes, before your interwebs, before a lot of things were caught on film, before everyone was wearing a GoPro. So when I was a kid, all the holy grail of sharkologists is what I'd like to call myself. For all of us sharkologists, the holy grail would be to actually see an attack on film. And up until relatively recently, that had never occurred. You would see grisly photos of people with intestines streaming out of their stomach. Yeah. Look at that guy. It looked like he was laughing. And you would see the after, but you would never see the during. And this one is, there's actually better ones out there, but this one's relatively new, like about a year. And this guy with his stupid little GoPro was spearfishing in the Florida Keys. And take a look at what happens. I like the sound effects. There he is. That to me looks like a tiger. Maybe a bull.
Oh, holy shit.
It happens that quick. Oh, yeah. But see, that's usually what happens. They just give you a little nip.
And then you have to get out of the water because you have blood pooling in there.
Yeah. And it tracks.
Justin, get my gun! Get my gun. I have a fucking chunk out of my leg.
It's your own fault for spearfishing. Takes all the fun out of it. It's so easy.
Get my gun.
Look at that. Boy. Well, you know what? You're in their home.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, the shark is probably saying to his buddy, get your teeth. This guy is in my pool.
So the sharks have dentures? They gotta plan ahead, throw them in the mouth?
Well, no. Don't they have a jaw that can open extra wide?
They do have that. Good of you to know.
Jaw.
And rows upon rows of teeth. But that is just... Ugh, I love it.
A part of me wanted to be like, hey, dude, can you hold that GoPro steady so I can see the bite better?
Well, you know, he's suffering right now. How dare you? God damn, that is amazing. But there's a million of them now. I mean, again, everyone's got a camera, so all this shit is out there all the time.
Since GoPros were invented, you can truly be wearing them and capture anything at any time.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I just said. What the fuck? Ugh, no, unbelievable.
I said it better.
You did.
Who invented the GoPro?
He's like way too good.
Is it a guy or a company?
It's a guy. And I saw, I think they did a thing on him for 60 minutes. And it's annoying how good looking and adventure sporty he is and how he's living like this great life that I'll never have because he invented some stupid camera.
But Bill, you don't know that. He could be wildly depressed.
You know, he looked it while he had his shit eating grin and talking about
money
what a billionaire he is.
Happiness.
But you know what?
It's
I think it was.
People who spend it wrong.
Wait, was that a message to me?
No, I'm just saying, like, I'll take the money. I'll be happy.
Yeah, we'll spend it on her. But what was it? Burt Reynolds said, I've been poor and miserable and rich and miserable, and I prefer the latter. Look at that.
Looks like a douche.
That looks like somebody you'd date. If he had a British accent and promised acid reflux, Joanne would be all over him.
He's on Shark Tank sometimes, too, if you watch that.
Oh, that's why he looks familiar. I love it when they bring on the guest sharks. Because all they really do is all they really do is talk about themselves.
Yeah,
and it's just like, well, when I started my company, and I'm like, are you gonna make an offer or not, dude? Like, come on, we get it.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, yeah, that's how they get them, and that's sort of how it works.
But I feel like whenever he's on too, the other sharks will be like, no, that's not how it works. Like, they will actually. I feel like this guy got lucky.
I think you're right.
And so these others who have built these huge tycoons and have been doing the business for so long, they're just like, yeah, that worked in your situation, but for most people, no, you know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And
I always love that.
He didn't have a whole lot to say, I remember, on the profile at 60 Minutes, but goddamn do I remember being angry at him. I never used to, like, actually, I don't think I'm a jealous person, but more and more I am getting kind of angry at success,
which
I suppose. Am I?
I get a lot of text messages. When Gino is off doing great things.
Wait. I was wondering where this was going, and then I realized it was made up.
So there is...
Gino's off doing great things.
We have a text chain between me, Bill, and Gino. And then sometimes Bill will text me off it and be like, blah, 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 Gino. And so I just, you know, I think it's important to
call you. I'll tell you, I've been doing it recently. I don't necessarily know if he's making the best choices as far as long-term love is concerned. Although, who am I to talk? He's getting laid and I'm fucking night monitoring kids. Maybe I'm getting laid too. Just got fired. But yeah, you know, some things he's been doing lately, I don't know if he's thinking ahead. But you know what? When has Gino ever thought ahead? It was a trick.
Only when it comes to parking his car.
Is that a euphemism? Yeah, he's actually pretty good at that.
No, he never parks in a garage. He just idles there.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great metaphor.
That is his life right there. Well, is there anything you want to get to before we get to our two lovely guests today?
Oh, no. They are just so excited with anticipation.
Don't put words in their mouths.
Come on, this panel. They're jumping up and down.
Come on over, guys. Ignore her sarcasm. You guys, you know him. You tolerate him. Pat Dixon, he's the host of the New York City Crime Report, as well as Trump the Podcast, which I'm sure they've got a lot to talk about today. Certainly he's been in the news. And our lovely, talented favorite, Allie Breen.
Woo.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys.
I'm eating these free cookies that you put out over here. I feel embarrassed.
Loaded in laxatives.
They are from Andrea, one of our delightful subscribers.
Nothing better than diarrhea.
Free bowel movement Monday.
Nice perm, Bill, by the way.
I know. The hair's different than last time I saw it.
Yeah, man. This is just not working out for me. I look like if Greg Brady got hit by a semi. There you go.
It's time for you and me to do a buddy cop film.
I'm the lesbian cop. Look at this fucking thing. And I've like been putting conditioner in, but it's just not finding itself. That's the thing. Like you can't have it long. I can't have anything nice is what it comes to.
You it's perfect.
I think it's working
for you.
Billie
Jean Kane, even more.
It's a good
luck. Oh, God.
That's a great one. Billie Jean King.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that compared. Either that or Aaron Moran. And,
ironic initials, BJ.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. She was straight for a while.
Another lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which one do you want to get to? We've got so much. Oh, I have a new one that I didn't send you.
Wait. Hold on. Speaking of lesbian lovers or bisexual encounters.
Oh, yeah.
Very good segue. Thank you, Pat, for that.
Well, let's see if we've got it here.
Most recently, Mel B. You might know her as Scary Spice from the Spice Girls, also a judge on X Factor or America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
One of those
shows. I thought she was a great singer, but she sure can't hum a tune.
She, yes, she can.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a lesbian joke?
It's a
joke?
Bit of an oral sex joke. I'm
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, man, Joanne's so impressed.
Look, I get the same look of disgust from her every day.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Already.
Oh, yes, you do. Well, you guys, she was on Life Stories this Friday with one Piers Morgan. And the already openly bisexual singer, 43, I love it when they lead with the age, made the shocking admission that she and Jerry Halliwell, who was Ginger Spice, fucking British people are obsessed with red hair. It is really weird. And they don't like it. I think it's an Irish thing. Ginger Spice and her had apparently hooked up. Now, they have not released the actual video of this interaction that Piers Morgan was extremely excited about. But we do have a little segment on our show where basically Joe does various famous movie roles, various monologues, and does them better. And in this case, since we don't have the video, we might as well go to the graphics and have Joe tell you what this disgustingly bisexual Spice Girl that we'll talk about for 5 hours did.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Really yes, have can. Been working
no,
out.
Can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right, get your pseudo-Welsh accent on.
We were best friends, and it just happened. She's going to hate me for this because she is all posh in her country house and her husband. But it's a fact. It just happened, and we just giggled at it, and that was it. She has great boobs.
This is a bombshell, a Spice Girls bombshell. You've never met this before, have you? People are going to be fascinated.
Yeah, and I have said it now, all done. She's going to kill me. So is her husband. When Jerry gets asked that, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it because it was such a fun thing. A fun thing!
I like how she really brings that home. Oh, guys, even though we don't have video of her and Piers just yet, we do have a little taste of the actual sex act in question.
Boy, that's what I really, really want.
What?
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
I'm sorry. That is actually, I apologize, guys. That was Baby Spice and Jerry. I'm very sorry. No, that's actually just a Spice Girls porn.
Let me tell you, they got some pretty good lookalikes.
That was impressive. Yeah. That really passed, that passes off for them.
That boy good.
This is nuts.
Wow.
We shouldn't be giving this away just for free.
Is this your old Spice Channel footage?
It really is. Like, I don't even know where to begin with this.
I love how they're using the Friends font for, like, all the intros.
No one told him life was going to be this way.
Yeah. This episode is called The One with Anal.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck is that Spice Girl?
So, Allie, are we surprised? Are we surprised that in this girl group there was a sort of, I don't even know if it
lesbian
was drunken,
vibe.
But just like a lovely, delightful, fun hookup.
Thank you.
No, those were the two most attention-craved Spice Girls. Yes. If anyone was going to do anything lesbian-like, that was going to be who was going to do it. Mm-hmm. The more shocking thing, did you guys just see that Scary Spice? She just got her vagina scraped.
Wait, what?
Oh,
you saw it. It was on the video.
Are you sure that was her vagina? I don't think you know how butts work.
I did hear about this.
Yeah, yeah, she
for
just
her
got
new
divorced. She's doing this whole thing with like her ex-husband. This is part of the publicity where she's like sticking it to him probably, but she got her vagina scraped so there was like no trace of him left, which was the most horrifying thing I've ever heard. I didn't know that was possible.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't know that was a thing. What is a
because
vagina
because it's
scrape?
Not.
Yeah, it's
I
really
believe
isn't.
That I read the same article, and I think a doctor chimed in and was like, yeah, that doesn't actually get rid of the fact that you slept with, you know, someone.
It's not like an annulment of sex. It still happened. Scraped, that's the term they used.
To remove all traces of her ex. How could anyone even remotely think that that's a thing?
A little soap and warm water would have done the trick.
No kidding. Yeah, Jesus.
Exfoliant if you really want to get in there.
Yeah,
if he's a douche, yogurt. You got a douche.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
You got a douche.
There's a copywriter in you somewhere,
thank
I think.
You.
Pat, is this just going to add to the old stereotype of what guys thinks happens in sororities or all-girl bands? I mean, basically, they are just feeding to the thing that we assume all the time in our demented little heads.
Oh, wow. Isn't that terrible? Perpetrating stereotypes? These shitty pop musicians from 15, 20
How
years ago?
How dare you?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I mean, it is kind of surprising, really, because, like, they had such a clean kind of image and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, I mean, wait till the news comes out about the monkeys, right?
Oh, God. And there's only one left, too, so they can get away with it without getting sued. I just love, apparently they were saying that she was, like, frantically calling, because they're about to do a world tour.
Yeah.
I already got my tics. And they're about to do a world tour, and now she's worried that Jerry's going to be so angry at her that this could somehow...
So, yeah, apparently Jerry, when she married her new husband, has been has been putting on this image of being like a proper housewife, just sort of trying to get rid of that old image of herself. And this obviously does not help that.
Good way to get rid of that image? Go on a world tour.
Yeah, right?
The band.
I like, too, that she was like, well, she can't deny it because it was fun. Yeah. Like, what is that?
Yeah. And we know it really happened because she said she has nice boobs. Like,
yeah, that was
none of
truth.
Us could tell otherwise.
Well, I have to say, though, so there is, he looks like he could have a little Christian in him. And if he doesn't, he can have some. Call me. I used to be Catholic. She looks, first of all, like a soccer mom now. That is not the same girl that was wearing those gigantic shoes and Union Jack
Yeah, because
shirt.
That was 20 years
ago. I don't understand time. But the other thing, like, why is this such a bad thing? First of all, he wasn't dating her at the time. They weren't married at the time.
We all have a past.
Continue.
I don't know. Some of us need to get our vagina scraped. You know, everyone does things they regret. Or...
Scraped it away. So
what exactly happens in a vagina scrape? I've never heard of this before. I still don't think this is a thing.
Let's ask the doctor on the panel, Pat.
You start with like a really coarse sandpaper and work your way down to a finer.
Oh, God.
And then you can put on the finish.
Considering probably how many ball kicking videos we have on this channel, it's always nice when you see the girls flinch. Up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, because like, what would the male equivalent be? Another circumcision?
Wait a second. I think Garrett saw something that he doesn't necessarily want us to see. Are you not showing it? It is Free Mondays after all, so I guess we shouldn't.
Cervix cleaning? No.
Is it
not a vagina scrape?
No, that's different.
That sounds.
I
just
think
as
that
bad.
The male equivalent would probably be like a stick of incense in the dick hole.
Oh, no, stop it! Man. I don't want to see that.
Oh, what is that?
It's like a chocolate sundae.
I was gonna say, were those sprinkles or dandruff?
Stop it!
Wait, it was barbecue sauce. It was.
We're not living our best Free Mondays.
I'll have the brisket.
Show the porn again. I'm kidding. But you know what? I think obviously that's very, what's the word?
Awesome.
Advantageous. No, what am I trying to say? Mel just wants the attention right now. She's telling these, you know, fantastical stories, obviously, to get attention. She probably has something coming out. Maybe this will help promote their world tour. I don't know.
I want to see the tension on stage between Jerry and her.
Completely.
But
I wonder if they'll be separated.
I don't actually think this was calculated. I do think she just ran her mouth. But I don't know. I don't know why else she would do it.
Well,
say it, I mean.
I would say that when the Spice Girls first came out, out of all of the ones that I wanted to hook up, all of my greatest wishes have happened. I mean, those were the two right there.
They look so respectable.
Really, those are the ones? I kind of like the baby one.
I never liked baby.
No?
She just looked like a girl that like was cute at the time, but once she hits that 34-year-old British chick one, she's just going to be a slag at the ball with one of her molars falling out, ordering one too many liters.
You really thought that through.
Oh, yeah. I've thought a lot about the Spice Girls. It took me a long time to edit that porn.
Where's Sporty Spice? No one wanted Sporty.
No, well, and I think
she's
other women.
A lesbian.
Yes.
Oh, is she a lesbian
or bisexual?
Actually, that's a great
she should
point.
Be. Offended.
How bad does she feel right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
There's an episode of Sex and the City where all the girls go around and say who they would have in a threesome of their girlfriends with their partner, and Miranda is left out. Like no one picks her, and then you see her going to a therapy session, and she's like, "My friends won't pick me," and then the therapist is like, "Do you have fantasies about your girlfriend?" She's like, "No, but I just want someone. I want someone to pick me. That's it. I want to be left out."
I can absolutely see that.
And once again, she's the. I mean, not in the show, but she's the lesbian.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Although I guess that wasn't ever that shocking. I just like the fact that the person that she picked to spend the rest of her life with looks like a combination of her and Conan O'Brien. Like, it kind of looks like her.
Like Zuckerberg, too. It's a little Zuckerberg looking, yeah.
Do we have a photo of Cynthia Nixon's wonderful wife? Who I'm certainly not besmirching. I'm just saying a visible fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like Conan O'Brien if he got, he was in some sort of compressor.
I'm telling you, I'm going with Zuckerberg.
There
we
go. Oh, yeah, I can see it. By the way, nice, a little over-rouging. For being the dude in the relationship.
No, I think that's just complexion.
It's natural? A little rosacea?
Pale redhead. You get a little red in the face.
I like how she just couldn't be bothered to tie the tie all the way up.
Oh, my God. It's a look. Look at Pat.
Oh, I guess you're right. Oh, God. They're
sorry,
great.
I was trying to tweet about the show. I just realized it was Free Monday. I wanted to.
It is Free Mondays. I forgot to tweet about it, too.
Sorry about that.
Free
Monday. No, that is. She has one ugly husband. She really does. Yeah.
Yeah, God. How? See, now we've just lost all of the possible lesbian viewers that could come out. I apologize.
I think even lesbians would agree that that's a pretty ugly.
Sure. Yeah, that's hard one.
Lovely person.
I've never met a lesbian who didn't have an excellent sense of humor.
Yeah, this is very true. Excellent, yes.
I'm trying to think of someone. There must be.
With a bad sense of humor? All of them.
Yeah.
No. Cool. Isn't there like a great lesbian comedian somewhere?
You know what? Tig Notaro's famous, but she never really made me laugh.
Only Rosie O'Donnell. That's the only one.
Yes, exactly.
Judy Gold.
Oh, Judy Gold's great.
I like Judy Gold.
Yeah, she's nice.
Ellen is very funny. She's an excellent comedian.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Ellen.
Jessica Kearson's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
She's amazing.
Is she a lesbian?
Good.
I'm sorry to break it to you.
See?
Damn it.
She's great. Great sense
my
of
fantasies.
Gino Bisconti. Actually, it's not that funny.
Oh, boy.
It's not that funny.
I didn't send this, but it's pretty, it speaks for itself.
One of the best jokes.
Exactly.
We're just going to use all of our graphics today because you know what? It's Free Monday. Guys, you know when you have an update on a story, but it's a little, it's a kind of a bummer. It's not an update. It's a down day. I want to know who those people are that our heads are on. I want to meet that guy. He drives a rig. Is that your body?
Wow.
That's not your landlord's t-shirt.
The arm is weird. And no, that's called changing the text on a shirt.
What is this futuristic things that you're speaking of?
I know your right shoulder looks a little weird.
I was actually in a desert during a tornado.
That you look like you were in a Michael Bay movie, and I would not watch it, although the payday would be good. Yes, last week, Joanne picked a story which claimed that scientists sort of debunk the whole no sex before a big fight, no sex while training, no sex
before
while
a game.
Doing anything if you're an athlete. They said there was really nothing to it. Did they get specific? I don't really listen.
They said that after sex, the only noticeable physical trait is that there's lower blood pressure. But they said that that doesn't necessarily enhance your performance during a game or a fight.
Right.
They said it's good for your health, but other than that, they don't see any difference in performance between abstaining or having sex beforehand.
Well, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton did not get that memo. And he was on the Late Late Show with James Corden and launched this celibate bomb. They were actually more surprised than I thought they would be. Cam Newton's a weirdo. Let's take a look. There we go.
He's an adult crowd. He's a snappy dresser. No climax.
Oh. No climax. Shut the front door.
Straight up.
No.
No. I'm going through a transition right now. Like,
I'm
gone.
They should at least done it in February. You got 28 days in February.
I wanted it to be challenging. You know, I'm coming off of shoulder surgery. I'm looking for.
I get it. Shoulder surgery. It's harder to. Right here. I get it. It's harder to throw.
Yeah. James Corden.
To throw. I understand.
Yeah. Gay as so you can be. What do you mean straight?
He's
that means it's impossible.
Please.
He's wearing his reputation for like cheating as well. I think he's very straight.
Can he put on a few more bracelets? Okay. I just feel like
that in of itself is a little Gino.
Wait, is he saying that he has sex but he won't climax?
No,
I think he's saying climax because he's also not masturbating.
Yes.
Oh, you won't do anything.
And he's going to do it for an entire month after.
I thought that too at first. Like he's just blueballing himself.
Yeah,
that sounds
way worse than just going for it.
On account of like he's got the football season training coming up or something.
Yeah, I'm going through recovery with the shoulder.
Because
veganism.
It's hard to when you're trying to pound that meat in the morning and everything. Yeah. He apparently puts a lot of zip on those balls, you know, because.
The burn alone, Jesus.
Oh, he's an all-pro quarterback, for crying out loud.
Like,
he probably does it right on the numbers, you know? I mean, like, he can shoot it in there from... But,
which isn't exactly something you want to train yourself for. I mean, yeah, I think he would be quick, but maybe...
I disagree with the whole thing about it not being a good thing.
I agree.
I think you really need to, like, if you got a big fight coming up or something, you don't need to be messing around with no dames!
Well, how many times do I have to say it? Women weak in the knees, Rock!
Exactly. the chicken.
We were talking about this before. Even though science has come out and said nay to the no sexe, it's also, I think, a mental thing. I mean, you're just angry, you're surly.
It'll help, though, for football, probably, if you're angry and surly.
Well, yes, exactly. That's why it's so big with boxing.
Right, but I think probably... I don't know, mentally, maybe he's doing one of those things where it's just challenging women, where he's like, no, I'm not going to have sex with anyone, so women will start throwing themselves at him more and be like, I can get you to have sex with me.
I don't think he's struggling for the old...
yeah, I was going to say. No matter how many bracelets he puts on, they're still after him.
You know, it's also possible that the people who give up sex are just, you know, on a round of antibiotics that...
they're making up for them. That's
allegedly.
Coincidentally, all boxers in training.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, that's an excellent point.
People think it's a mental... Like, supposedly when Gandhi was on his hunger strikes, he tried doing it with sex, too. But he would do it in this way where he got naked with a bunch of women and had them try to tempt him, and he wouldn't have sex with them.
So it was just a fetish for him.
Yeah. That's the little-known side of
Raging Bull. He did that, too.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he'd, suck on it, and he would, like, just right to the point, you know? And then he would, like, hold it back and then go dunk his cock in ice water. But,
oh my!
I don't know if that's
God.
Why. Gandhi didn't.
The ice water.
Yeah, he'd have a big fight coming up either, probably. Yeah,
those
diapers were very.
I feel like my equivalent to that would be if I go to a vineyard and I'm doing a wine tasting, and there's a spit bucket right there. I'm not spitting out that sweet nectar.
That is an excellent analogy, actually. That is
more of a spitter usually than a swallower. Or?
You set yourself up for it.
Waste not, want not, Pat. Am I right?
Straight out of the bottle all over your face.
Oh, boy.
No women like it in the face. The
champagne showers. While they sound delightful, quite sticky.
What a waste of champagne. That's very true.
Seriously.
Carry those wet wipes.
Well, we'll see how he does this season and see if there's any truth to this theory.
Wouldn't it be awful if he just sucked? If he just...
I could see it happen.
No, he was awful. Yeah.
Shouldn't have not fucked in March.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think that maybe your body's telling you, if you're not having sex for a long time, that if you don't win this fight, you're never getting laid again.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Maybe it works on your brain that way, body-mind connection.
See, that's the thing, though. That's why I think that there's the mental aspect is not quantifiable. So even if they're saying, well, it's just blood pressure or anything like that, I don't know.
Placebo.
I don't necessarily.
I think that if you really wanted to, you can find any doctor to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You just keep going to new ones until you find the diagnosis you like.
Those kind. Whatever Elvis doctor was, that's the kind we're talking about. This involves acting and New Jersey. Figured you wanted to do this.
I just thought this was really great. I saw this on Twitter. So there's a New Jersey high school. Is there any other better kind? North Bergen High School in New Jersey, their drama club staged a play that is based on the movie Alien.
I love these kids.
So they wrote this whole script based around the movie. They paid for it all themselves by raising money and building their props and costumes from recycled materials. So they, like, didn't buy these costumes. They, like, made them from shit they found. they made a trailer for their play. And there's a few videos on Twitter of, like, the costumes and the set and how good it looks.
The trailer they had didn't show the alien, which I was reading.
Not in the trailer. There are other videos.
Like not showing the shark and Jaws.
This is the trailer.
Look at that guy.
I don't recall Sigourney Weaver having that bad of a dye job. I would think in the future.
Ugh.
Well, that was the end of the trailer. At the beginning, they show all the people who play the leads in the plays.
Watch this guy. This is the part I had an issue with. Look at this kid. Fucking smoking a cigarette.
No, it's fake.
Well,
just
yeah, but still, they shouldn't have a kid smoking a cigarette in a high school play in this day and age.
They built the cigarette out of shit they found.
Yeah.
I would also like to say,
I
had no idea that North Bergen had a huge like Latin community. I feel like everyone who's cast in this.
Oh yeah, it's a good point.
The first girl was Indian though, right?
There was not a white person, I don't believe, in this cast. So, like, good for them, I guess.
Super soaked.
Oh, it is called Alien.
Wow.
For the win. I think someone shot the parrot.
This is the most ambitious group of people. I missed an audition yesterday. I can't imagine.
Nice.
Producing.
Totally. No, but the fact that they did this all themselves, teachers did help them a bit. But again, these teachers don't really get paid a lot of money to do that. Can we show the Twitter clip of the alien monster coming out?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see this.
It's like an incredible costume.
Oh, my God. Wow. Good for them.
Wow.
Sound effects are good, too.
Yeah.
It's moving like Creature from the Black Lagoon, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Rule number one when making an alien costume, don't go overboard on the shoes. It's really going to limit the scare factor.
Christ.
Oh, look at that. It's great. Good for them.
So... while I do think this is great, I do have some mixed emotions, okay? Because if it were me in high school and I was in the drama club, I would just so badly want to do Crimes of the Heart or something where I could really use my acting chops. And when you're wearing a mask, you can't see my face.
Last year they did Grease.
Oh, that would be...
Could you imagine all the like Latin kids are like... Seriously, Grease? Fuck it. We're going to do something for us.
They all want to be Rizzo.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, you know, Alien's great. It's perfect. It's like that. You know who's the best actor in Alien is the guy who ends up being a robot, the English guy?
Yeah, what if it fucking happened to him? He looked like a bat. Poor man's Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But hey, was he ever anything else? He was a robot.
Yeah, and... What?
If you watch the movie again, like knowing he's a robot, it's one of the. Then you kind of get the subtlety of that character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, it's pretty good.
First, you think autism spectrum, and then you're like robot.
The next best thing.
It also makes me wonder whatever happened to Tom Skerritt.
Allie, you bring up a good point. It's like, does watching this make you feel inspired that kids today are doing such great things, or does it make you feel lazy and like
super?
I would never want to take the time to do all of that.
Besides, how do you find a group that gets passionate enough about the movie Alien that they want to rewrite it, get the costumes together, pretty like it's an old movie. How did they even get the?
I was gonna say, guys, Aliens 2 is a
drama club. Kids are weird.
They are weird.
I've really spoken weird. As a card-carrying drama club member.
And I'm the opposite of you. If they tell me I need to throw on an accent for something, I'm like, I'm not coming. I can't handle that. There's no... If they told me I had to make a costume and write a show, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm going to play tennis.
Yeah, I can see you being in high school theater a little bit. Although you have that popular girl look, and a lot of times they're a little weird and dorky. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I did theater camp, which is even dorkier. But you guys, I might have said this on the show. I've said this before. We put on... for a summer performance, all white Jewish camp, we put on The Wiz.
You did! I forgot it!
Yeah.
Oh, what a problematic time for that admission to come out.
Exactly. No joke. It was
that is amazing.
The whitest
I forget
kids
how many shoe polish did we get into here?
Thank God there was no. We actually had one black kid, and he was the Tin Man. We like painted the black kid.
Oh my God!
You whitewashed the black kid.
I don't even know what that is. It's not reverse racism.
That's really funny.
It's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, very appropriate. Appropriative to do that. Yeah, especially making him the Tin Man.
Yeah.
So he got to sing Slide Some Oil to me.
He literally was the only one who could dance. He was like, Slide. And all the rest of us were like, it was so bad.
Well, Pat, growing up, did your high school ever put this much effort into stuff? I always remember, like, it'd be like a really shitty play of Oliver. And only the main cast members could have the top hats because there are only like four of them. Like they would never put any effort into like all the crap that we would watch.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I keep going to high school plays to this day. I'm a real connoisseur. I always I hang around to meet the cast afterwards.
Support
the
arts.
Whole thing. I'm just like I'm a real geek, you know.
You have so much wisdom to impart on them from a court-order distance, but still.
He's a bullhorn. It's like doing The Usual Suspects or something, doing the
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird kind of obscure choice, don't you think?
Yeah, like, very strange.
I went to a performing arts high school, and, like, the musical was, like, or the plays in the musical, it was so huge. So many people would audition for it, but... The students never had a say.
Of course,
in what we did. It was always like, oh God, I hope that they pick something good that I can be cast in. Do you know? Like, for some kids, if it was a tap heavy musical, they're like, well, I'm not getting cast in this if they couldn't dance, you know?
Yeah.
So, but to be like, we're a small group here. What do we all want to do? Raise a hands for Alien adaptation.
The most problematic, expensive, like, oh God.
It'd be hard to get kids these days to do theater otherwise, you know, unless you let them pick.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Kids are little shits now, you know? I mean,
especially in a Latin school, to put on, like, Shakespeare, they'd be like, not really our vibe.
What are you talking? Haven't you seen all those movies where they teach them Shakespeare by making it rap and everything?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's the way they do it now.
Wait, I think that it...
When you think about it, Shakespeare really was the first rapper, guys.
I think there's a rule, too, that, like, if you're in the New York area, you can't put on a show that's playing on Broadway.
That is true.
Isn't that as if someone was going to go to Les Mis on Broadway and was like, but the Long Island production's playing 20 miles away, we'll just go to that. Like,
yeah.
Why would there be?
The only options were Brigadoon and like.
Yes!
Just like weird random stuff.
Yeah, you're left with
That is true. When you submit for the rights to put on a show, it can't be, there's a certain like mile radius to where you're performing. And so not only on Broadway,
really?
If something is on tour a lot of times, if it's a union tour, you can't do it either.
Really?
Because otherwise somebody would follow somebody around on tour and do, come and see the shitty version.
It's $10 less.
He's supposed to have facial hair, but it's just sort of this pubic thing right here, and he's only 12. And yet you're still there, waiting in the wings to impart all sorts of wisdom.
But those kids are my life.
And they're like, oh my God, is this a talent agent? Am I being scouted?
Do you want me to be a talent agent?
Oh God. All right. Well, Broadway, Barbara Streisand, you can definitely do a segue for that.
Oh, from minors performing to minors performing.
Ooh. Point for Free Mondays.
Barbara Streisand clarifies her Michael Jackson remarks after backlash. She now says she feels nothing but sympathy for the victims, specifically, what's his name? Wade Brady and, who am I talking
Billy,
about? Billy Wade Bates. Robson and that other one. I can't, it's not on here. But in that documentary, the two guys who came out about their mistreatment, their abuse from Michael Jackson, earlier Barbara Streisand had said that his sexual needs were his sexual needs, Jesus. Coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say he molested those children, as you heard them say. They were thrilled to be there. They're both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them.
What?
So obviously that original statement got a lot of backlash.
Wow.
So now she says, to be crystal clear, because she's nothing but
the opposite of what I said.
There is
after
no
a lot of bad press.
Yeah, right? There is no situation or circumstance where it is okay for the innocence of children to be taken advantage of by anyone. It's clear that the parents of the two young men were also victimized and seduced by fame and fantasy. I'm profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully about Michael Jackson and his victims, because the words as printed do not reflect my true feelings. But when she says them, different story.
Yeah. I mean, this is a woman that has her own mall.
Yeah.
At her home.
She cloned her dog.
Yeah, and I think that she discussed that in the interview, too. Not getting as much press. Mm. But, I mean, Allie, can we kind of, like, expect someone like that to be a little divorced from reality as a result?
I mean, this is super divorced from reality. And I don't know why the backlash wasn't bigger. Like, my friend Nicole, just a regular person, tried to defend Michael Jackson on Facebook and lost all of her Facebook friends.
Really? Oh, I love that. It's
interesting.
Immediately,
just like that.
Turning.
And she was just trying to be like, hey, guys, the FBI probe, we're only listening to two guys. And everyone was like, go to hell, you stupid. Yeah. So for her to actually blatantly come out and be like, these kids loved being there.
They didn't kill themselves.
Yeah.
They're
everyone's
fine.
Alive.
You really didn't expect to hear the "you wanted it" defense. What were you wearing? Did you have those little shorts on when you were 9?
That is exactly what it is. Oh my God!
You were wearing a bad costume.
Those sexy little kids.
Whatever
were
happened
eager.
To you know, believe all women? But when it's a couple of guys who are kids, it's like, well, we don't know about that. I mean, you know, a lot of people treat it that way. There's a lot of like kind of have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah, and you never hear it discussed that way with a woman.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. First of all, obviously, it's how inane of the stuff that she said was. But I mean, to Allie's point, like when this was going on way back in like 93, no one believed any of these allegations. And like all of a sudden the tide is kind of turning because it doesn't matter how much you love Thriller.
Yeah.
At some point proof, well, I guess it's not technically proof. I mean, it kind of is. It's like, at this point, you got to believe it.
It's got it's so many accusations. But also, I have never heard more Michael Jackson songs than I've heard lately.
No. Or is it just that we're tuning into it now? Like, where I bartend, whenever there's a playlist, like a certain radio station playing, and Michael Jackson comes on, I'm always like, oh, is this okay to be playing?
Right.
Like, I love
Pedophile 101.
I immediately go, oh, I love this song. And then I'm like, oh.
WPED.
Someone was trying to make the argument that they were playing everything that happened before Thriller now. They were like, if you pay attention, it's only before Thriller. And I was like,
oh. Came out at the right time. They're trying to highlight the back catalog. That's what it was.
Yeah. No, like, how does that even. I don't understand.
Like, I mean, you know, what you said about proof. I mean, there's as much proof here as there is with any of Harvey Weinstein's victims.
Well, yeah, actually, that's
did
a
not
good
point. Get raped and weren't children.
Although
he's totally vilified.
Isa Argento, although she's questionable as a source. Didn't she claim she was raped or no?
Well, it's yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different claims, but that's what these kids are saying, you know?
But I think the difference is...
It's just the statute of limitations is up. But, you know, it's not in all those cases with Harvey Weinstein, so you'd think there'd be more criminal charges, which there's not.
And there's certainly the whole argument to be said about, well, it's easier to do this now that he's dead, although I guess the estate's still trying to sue them or something.
I'm not saying that Harvey Weinstein is not guilty of anything. It's not about him. It's just
we have eyes.
The reaction, you know what I mean? Mm. These guys say it, these women say it, you know, and the way they treat the two things is very, very different, especially since these guys put themselves all the way out there in a documentary going, my butthole and everything.
Specifics were just, I still haven't been able to get all the way through it.
Well, and also just...
And normally I'm into that.
In terms of like...
Before you, I know.
But to what Barbara Streisand was saying, like, they do have lives now, you know, like they have created families and careers for themselves, but now they will be known as the two guys in this documentary.
Right.
Like, unfortunately, that's the way that our public perception like works. You know, as soon as you do something like that, you're then your Wikipedia page, that's going to be like the top entry, you know? So,
the only weird thing,
they aren't just doing that for fun.
We didn't yet. I agree.
The only weird thing about the whole situation is that Corey Feldman, who claims...
Did you say
that,
the only weird thing?
Well, yeah.
Allegedly the only, weird?
The only thing I'm finding odd about this... No, Corey Feldman, who claims he was raped by everybody in Hollywood, is one guy that's like, Michael Jackson never touched me.
Yeah, that's true.
Strangest thing. And it's also strange that no one will take Corey Feldman's other accusations seriously. Like, in this age where everyone's like, oh, everyone's a victim, they're like, yeah, shut up, Corey Feldman. We don't want to hear it.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Oh, and I remember that period that lasted way too long where he would just dress and act and do everything like Michael Jackson and...
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, rough stuff.
He's trying to stay in there after he turns 16, I guess.
Yeah. Shaving his pubes.
Hang in there a little longer.
Well, guys, on that positive note, I know it's always a great show when it goes by this quickly. Much like me while trying to plow through the Michael Jackson thing. Allie, what do you got? What can you give us plug-wise?
I'm on the Bob and Tom show every Wednesday morning at 9:20 if you want to listen in.
That is very awesome. And please don't mention anything about all the pedophile stuff that we covered today. Pedophilia, I guess. I didn't say that correctly. Pat, what do you got?
You can see me tonight right here on this network.
Yes.
Crime Report, 8 o'clock. I don't know if it's. Mondays. I don't know if they're going to work out the whole free thing by then. Give it a shot.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard.
It's maybe free Mondays for us.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like, so far, I don't think it's Garrett. John, do you know anything about that?
I mean, as far as I know, we're working on getting it after 6 p.m. for some reason.
Yeah.
Whoever set it up for us wouldn't, like, figure out that we have more shows after 6 p.m.
I'm the network's dirty secret, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, but anyway, you can watch that or, you know, go to crimereport.nyc for all the crime in New York City that there is to talk about.
It's an awesome show. Watch it or I will punch you in the face. Joe, I guess we're going to have to leave it all to you via our... you never think about it. You never have to be off the cuff, even though you're not wearing any in that shirt.
I think it's really important to support the arts, whether that's... You know, a Spice Girl tour or a drama club production of something weird or Michael Jackson's music. Do whatever you want, folks.
So, what kind of?
Oh, yeah.